Jeff and his companies are wind energy manufacturers, and Jeff is an expert not only when it comes to that, but when it comes to manufacturing, especially here in the state of Michigan as well as globally. Jeff, how are you this morning?
Pretty good, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thought of you yesterday. We had an expert on from the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, and we were talking about coal and how the U.S. government is trying to limit, if not end, the use of coal because of the global implications supposedly of using that. And he talked about how two-thirds of the energy is produced by coal here in the state. We start talking about wind energy, and he said that wind energy really isn't a factor here yet, and that there were some dangers with wind. First of all, if there's not any wind, you're not going to gain anything, and if there's too much, you could have some challenges, and I wanted to talk with you about that. Before we dive into that, tell us where we are with creating a wind farm, getting some turbines up around the state of Michigan from your perspective.
Well, there's a lot of activity taking place around the state. I talked with Kurt Damrow a while back, who's a representative up in the Thumb area, and it's kind of interesting. Different people have different takes on where our energy policy is taking us. But he was very excited. He said, you know, everything you guys have said is working. We're creating jobs. We're cleaning the place up. There's trucks going on every place. We're building things. And he seems to be pretty excited about what's happening there. So I think these communities that are seeing this activity are reaping the benefit of a new industry coming into the state.
Do we have any sense of when we're going to start putting up some of these big turbines and when we may see farms like we see in other parts of the country, whether they're in the open parts of countries or out on the oceans or lakes?
Well, they're doing it now. I mean, it's something that is beginning to happen in the state of Michigan. I know the RPS is kicking in, and some of those things are taking place. That these farms are going up.
Where?
It's really exciting.
Anywhere in the mid Michigan area?
Oh, sure. Yeah, there's farms that'll be going up in the Hillsdale area. There's farms that are going up in the Thumb area. I talk to people all the time to see everybody talks about the blades going down the highway, you know, because they're a pretty impressive sight to see. They're coming. They're just not coming like they are out west, and I'd like to see some of that change. I think that, I don't think there's any single answer, like we should get rid of something, but I think there's dangers in everything you do. The Japanese kind of saw that this last year, that what they thought was ultra safe turned out not to be. But that's life. You have to take these ups and downs and challenges with whatever you're trying to do to proceed ahead. There's no paved road that says this is going to go work perfectly or this is not going to have problems or issues, and that's why we do what we do. We overcome these things.
All right, what happens to a wind turbine, say, if it gets too windy? And I'm not talking about a tornado or a thunderstorm-type situations, hurricane, whatever. I'm talking more so if you get, 30, 40, 50-mile-an-hour winds. What happens?
Well, the blades are like an airplane propeller. They're designed to feather or turn into the wind so that the wind blows by them. I think these arguments are kind of, I hate to say it, but I think they're kind of silly at this point. We're complaining about what if the wind doesn't blow, what if the wind does blow, what if, it's an energy source. It's an opportunity to create jobs. It's an opportunity for an industry to come in here. Why are we fighting job creation? I really don't understand why we're looking for the downside of everything when there's a very strong upside. I've got turbine parts on the way to my facility right now. Yesterday we were in Kentucky. These are Chinese components that are made in China that are coming here to be machined because we are more competitive than anyone else around the world. And this is all new technology. When you enter into these arenas, because you're there, you get more than what you bargained for. We're looking at a new foundry operation that is bringing the latest and greatest foundry-type processes to the United States. It's not been seen anywhere in the world. I mean, these are technologies that, the EPA did its job, chased all our foundries out of here, and a lot of jobs and industry went with it. We've got the ability now to bring it back, and it all came through some of this green, if you want to call it, operations. And I'm not necessarily a green guy or a tree hugger or whatever. I want to create jobs. I want to see industry come back. I want to see wealth created in this country. I want to see Michigan become a great state that's a manufacturing state again. And we can't fight ourselves. We've got to look at industry that wants to come in here Let's invite it in. Let's make it a place for this to take place. And let's capitalize on these opportunities. We can't chase them away.
All right, Jeff, before I let you go, you had told me Dowding was very close to having the capability to manufacture these automobile style. It's not done, if anywhere in the world, in many places. Are you close?
I'll be doing it in the next couple weeks.
All right, well, we're going to have to get you on the program to talk about that, so I'll be back in touch with you.
Great, Tony. Thanks.